This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Take one. It's the only take I did.
That's right.
I hope you know that. If you guys mess up, that's not my bad.
A thespian right here. A true worker in every sense of the word. Please welcome to the show. You know him. Let's see. Commentator, a former tag team champion, pro wrestler, and now playing the role of the boss.
That's right.
Great role. In the Last Match musical, please welcome to the show. You know him formerly as Aiden English. Please welcome to the show, Matthew Rahel. Nice to meet you. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it, man. I'm excited to talk to you. Let's get the shameless promo in first. Got to talk about, we have the tour coming up, man. I was around for the first run of the shows. Mm-hmm. It was great. The boss is a fantastic character. Some comparisons to some figures we might have known in the past. We'll leave it at that.
We'll kind of leave it at that,
Your thoughts on getting this role, the level of fun you're having right now?
I'm having a ton of fun. Ever since I joined WWE, so obviously, anybody knows anything about my background, I studied theater in college. And all of this was originally to go towards wrestling. I was like, I fell in love with that at 10 years old. I wanted to do that. But on the way to there, I couldn't wrestle when I was, 13.
Yeah.
At least not legally and safely and everything. Right, yeah. But so along that way, I was like, my friend tried to get me to try it for plays and everything. I got into acting. And I studied acting in college and everything. And through that process, really fell in love with film and theater and the whole process and everything. And then I took that into my character in WWE and throughout wrestling, singing my way to the ring, the drama king, everything that comes along with that.
It's brilliant.
And so it's cool to kind of take that back full circle. I had always talked about it, wanting to do that. I even wanted to maybe, if I had the opportunity, take time away from WWE at the time and go do a play or go do something like that. And so now that this opportunity came along, what a perfect blend of theater and wrestling, which I've always contended, and anybody who looks at it for more than 5 seconds, you're like, the parallels are like insanely clear.
Yeah.
And the idea, and like, so I love a show like this. It's such a fun opportunity to play and kind of straddle that line, and not only straddle the line, but push the worlds together.
It's almost perfect for you, you know?
Oh, my God.
did you know this was the thing before they approached you, the amalgamation of a pro wrestling rock musical, the theater aspect, which you said wrestling is theater?
Of course.
Did you know about this? Was there a phone call? Like, how did this come about? Because I feel like you're kind of the perfect guy for this.
Yeah, you really are.
So
it's
kind of funny. So I did know about it because I'm good friends with Bull James. We go way back, NXT days and everything like that. I've been on a couple shows with him over the last few years, and he was telling me about this. And I was like, and of course, Matt Cardona, another friend of mine, I saw him doing last year's version of it. Fantastic. Perfect guy for Alexander Swagger.
Exactly. Yeah.
Simon Miller's going to do it. Fantastic, too, though. Oh my God, he cracks up everybody in rehearsal. But that role is so fun. Cardona was great. Simon's going to be great. But so Bull was always giving me kind of the updates when I would see him at shows and everything like that.
Okay.
And so he was coming around. He's telling me about the tour and everything. And I think I had joked to him one time because he was like the guy I knew who was in on the project. It was like, man, if only you knew somebody who kind of did theater and wrestling and everything like that. And he kind of, And then, like, the next time I saw him at the show, it was like 2 months later, and he was like, yeah, like Mackenzie Mitchell came on board and all this stuff. And like, yeah, man, if only, you knew somebody who had wrestling experience and commentary experience and acting and theater experience, man.
Who would that be?
He's like, and he looked, he's like, bro, he's like, I can't do these contracted guys to go to. I'm like, well, guess what? I don't have a contract anywhere.
There you go.
I do work with TNA, but it's on a different kind of deal. I don't have an exclusivity there. He's like, oh. He's like, I didn't know that. Let me send a text. And then I got immediately put in touch with Phil and Jeremiah.
That's
and
amazing.
It happened very fast. Because that show I saw him at was probably a month ago.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then,
wow.
So then getting this whole, 6 week, I had to throw that onto my schedule. And I'm still doing my TNA dates in between and everything as we're getting the show going. So it is go, go, go.
I'm choosing my words carefully in this one. We're not hard-hitting, don't worry. Do you pull from certain bosses that you've had
Absolutely.
In this business for this year?
Absolutely, of course. You pull from look. There's no denying you can't talk about pro wrestling without talking about Vince McMahon.
Right. Yeah,
everything about him personally aside, I have seen him work behind the scenes up close. But of course, there's also tons of promoters that I've run into both in the independent scene, and I've read and watched and talked dozens of people in the wrestling business about, from the old territory days. You're talking about your George Souths, Crockett, stuff like that. So, like, I'm drawing on all those experiences and stuff like that. And just my time in the business in general, because, like, a lot of the actors in this, it's actually really fun. They don't know wrestling. Yeah. They're coming from Broadway. They're coming from music. And so it's super fun to, like, we first show them a body slam, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, that's popping for a body slam? Awesome.
Yeah.
If that's all we got to do, like a hip toss and a body slam, but things like that. And so, like, showing them the ways, be like, no, like, this is a big deal that, like, the boss would say this to you. Or if you got booked to do this, that's a big deal. And so, like, it all these second nature things that guys like me and Bull and even Simon have just kind of, like, sloughed off the last 10 years.
Yeah.
These actors are like, no, that's good information and everything. So I hope that in addition to drawing that and bringing that boss to life, I can also maybe help inform some of the actors, of the other actors' choices.
And wait till you experience it live. Like I said, we were at
There's
the
nothing like
shows.
It.
I've gotten to see footage of it.
Okay.
It looks so cool.
I don't think the actors expect the wrestling audience. And vice versa, you know, like
the crowd
chanting,
like I feel like you might even feel some audibles out there or kind of play off the crowd kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're the perfect man for this job. I'm very excited. I'm glad to meet you and have you here. I got to ask you this, man, as someone who's done commentary, in-ring performance, I love the stuff you did with Deanna, obviously the vaudevillains.
Yeah, the vaudevillains was great. Yeah.
Is there a role that you, a man of all trades, but is there a role that you particularly prefer?
So it's wild. I mean, every wrestler on the planet always says, like, oh, wrestling, I wrestle in the main event or something like that. Don't get me wrong. I freaking love that. But two things. One, I really did, aside from some of the backstage mumbo jumbo, I love the stuff with Rusev Day. Like, I loved being the guy's second. Like, there were times when they were really restrictive, and we both wanted to do more, and they kind of held us back a little bit. But overall, that was just such a fun thing to do. I loved being his hype man, being his
second.
Yeah,
it was great.
That idea of just, like, bringing that energy, and a lot of people have recognized that, which is cool. But honestly, in commentary, I really fell in love with that. Like, people always ask me, would you go back to WWE? Would you do this? I'm like, honestly, I would only do it as a commentator.
Really?
I wouldn't go back as a wrestler.
Okay.
I've learned, I'm like, that's my superpower. I'm a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, you are.
I'm a very good wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm a good manager, all this stuff. But I think if you were going to tell me what my best suit in the wrestling industry is, 5 years of doing it now, and bless my current partner, Tom Hannafin. We have such a good relationship. He's taught me so much. And, like, he just told me the other day, he's like, dude, you're so good. I'm saying something nice about you, Tom, if you watch this.
Wow.
I rarely do that publicly. But in all seriousness, he's done so much for me. Guys like Vic Joseph, Nigel McGuinness, Michael Cole as well. I think that's where, like, my superpower now lies in wrestling.
I see it, man. Just in your future, man. And you're killing it on TNA. You're doing lots of great stuff.
Yeah.
I do commentary over the independents. Any advice you might have for me as a commentator?
Man, if the first piece of advice I ever got was speaking sound bites. You know what I mean? And which is one of the I still learn that today. I'm a very, as you have seen here, I'm verbose. Brevity is not my strong suit. I generally like to ramble on. Tom's very good at catching me off. But yeah, but the idea of, like, get your point. Say it and get out. Especially if you have, like, a three-man booth, let your play-by-play guy call in and then tag in your babyface, heel, whoever it is. Make sure you have your little spots. Communicate. Don't be afraid to get physical with communication too. Mm. Some people just, like, try to, like, no, just, like,
yeah,
give me, pass it over to me. Throw me a question, whatever it is. Like, but speaking sound bites, get in and get out.
I love it, man. Last for me, I'll ask you this, just because you touched on this, the Rusev Day thing. You know, there's gonna be people in the crowd, like, at this point, it's gonna, and that's a great problem to have. First of all, man. You mentioned maybe doing commentary, down the line, maybe back in WWE. Are you a fan of right now? That's in the business overall. The long-term storytelling that's going on right now. You've obviously worked with Hunter. This renaissance, this new era, the game-changing era, you would call it, of wrestling around the board. We saw Jordan show up in the Royal Rumble, man. Just your thoughts on the state of the business right now, everything Hunter's been doing as well.
I mean, I think it's hard to argue that it's not in a really, really, really great spot.
Yeah.
I mean, we have options all over the place. And, I mean, the things like the internet and social media, as rough as they can be sometimes, but have given us also portals to independent companies.
Yeah.
And TNA, like people always ask me, you know, we're on a small cable channel, so a lot of people may not have it, but we're also on YouTube every week if you're a member on that channel. You know, AEW is a great option. They do their own form of wrestling, which I love. And then WWE, it's, you can't argue, is cooking on all cylinders, doing what they do best and doing it at a higher level, in my opinion, than they've ever done it. So, like, it is a very, very good time. I love seeing the, you know, WWE is the prime example of it because they have that largest audience. But just seeing also the shows like this, shows like Glow. I mean, this
Glow is fantastic.
Heels, right, as well, on Stars.
Can we bring that back, please?
I mean, it's amazing. All of it. Like, it just the idea that, like, mainstream acceptance of, like, oh, yeah, this is a cool industry. There's a lot more to it than people understand. There was a little bit to that over the last, like, 20 years, but I feel like people are really embracing wrestling for the fun and what it is, the best form of entertainment on the world. I'm just going to say it.
I love it.
Especially when done right.
Hell
there's
yes.
There's nothing like it.
And that's exactly what this show, that's exactly what the last match is about.
Well, love it. Guys, get your tickets.
Please,
going on
yes.
It's going to be amazing. The boss is such a great role. I think you're the man for the job.
Thank you.
Matthew, before we get out of here, shameless promo. Yes. Guys, TNA, of course, on AXS. You can watch on YouTube. And what your socials, all that good stuff. Man.
Yeah, for me, socials, Drama King Matt, pretty much everywhere. You know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, blah, blah, blah. I also I'm doing podcasts myself. I just started with my friends Jake Bennett and Golden Boy out there. We do called Rebooked.
Okay.
Or we'd look at wrestling from a storytelling perspective. We're not talking about contracts. We're not talking about what happened, you know, what agent produced what. We're talking about, hey, is this character working for Cody Rhodes right now? Is this character working for AJ Styles? How are they going to fill this feud out? And it's almost like a book club, but for wrestling. So Rebook Pod, check it out.
I'm here for that. Matthew, thank you for being
here. Oh, yes, my God. Thank you so for much, having bro. Me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also, got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of April, ISPW Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, ahead of their event at Hopatcong High School, Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m., featuring WWE legend and guest ISPW General Manager Typhoon. Also, check out their event,
War at the Williams Center, featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, don't forget the marquee event, 80s Wrestling Con, ISPW Rockin' Wrestling 3 at the Men in Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Again, immediately following 80s Wrestling Con, Saturday, May 4th. Get your tickets now and be sure to follow ISPW across the board on all socials. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/FromTheLeftSide with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. Guys, I want to shout out the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. WrestleMania weekend, you have two chances to attend live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, starring Matt Hardy alongside host John Alba. First at WrestleCon at 4 p.m. for only $25, as Matt and John talk all things TLC. And later that night, don't forget a special opportunity for workers, ring announcers, commentators, and of course, in-ring talent. A rare live recording of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, where wrestlers can ask questions of the Woken, Broken, and Spoken One himself. And don't forget, workers, this is for you. Commentators, ring announcers, and of course, in-ring talent for just $15 and free for Monster Factory students. Get your tickets now and contact JohnAlbaSFC@gmail.com. We'll see you there April 5th.